Cray Van Kirk opens a case and picks up his six-string guitar.
I just love it. It's a great guitar, and they don't make them anymore.
Can you show me what it sounds like?
Yeah, absolutely.
Van Kirk loves to talk about guitars, especially a custom-built carbon fiber instrument he hopes will arrive by the festival. He also likes to sing, write songs, and produce music videos. It's his passion, but not his profession. During the day, he's a fisheries statistician for the state. And like most folk festival acts, he enjoys sharing the stage with a wide variety of performers.
You get people who are incredibly talented and have been doing this for years, right next to people who are on stage for the very, very first time. It's fun.
It's actually the mission of the folk festival is really promoting amateur musicians.
Aaron Hansen is president of the Alaska Folk Festival Board. The guitarist and singer says it's tradition to allow anyone who fills out a form to try for a 15-minute set.
If you're an amateur musician working on something in your living room, 15 minutes is a pretty achievable amount of time, and you don't really have that many opportunities to play for an audience of 1,000 people.
Not everyone makes it in, but it's a question of time, not talent. About 140 acts will play this year, from a fifth-grade bluegrass band to a septuagenarian blues singer. The only paid performer is a guest artist or band. The Alaska Folk Festival attracts beginners as well as a steady stream of experienced players who don't try to make it their living. One is Van Kirk, a multi-genre musician who's inspired by singers and instrumentalists from the British Isles.
And they said, give to me your sorrow, let me give to you my freedom. And if you are sick and weary, let me carry you on my back.
What got you started playing music?
I couldn't find a ukulele. It was a toss-up between the ukulele and the guitar. I was 8 years old, and I said, I want to play something. And probably it was a good idea that the local music store had no ukulele.
He kept playing and began performing while in college, which included street busking in Germany. He eventually dropped out of school to hit the road.
I was living in my van, and this was in the days before the internet and the cell phone and everything, so I was booking shows and making calls from these roadside payphones, shoving quarters in there and trying to get people to book me for shows.
Touring eventually brought Van Kirk to Southeast Alaska, and he liked it. He lived in Sitka for a while, then settled in Juneau about 15 years ago. He's still writing songs.
This is my lost lover's waltz, dancing like lovers do. This is my lost lover's, lover's lost waltz that I never danced with you.
That's part of Van Kirk's latest project, a 12-song CD plus a video. It's based on the legend of Thomas the Rhymer, a 13th-century Scottish poet led off to a place called Elfland by the Queen of Fairies. It's part of his fascination with fantasy, folktales, and science fiction.
What I do when I play songs is I'm reinventing myth. And I think that we can't afford to lose myth, but we need to have myth that is relevant for us these days.
He'll sing some of those songs at this year's event.
I am the Queen of Elfland, Thomas, said the writing on the wall. Look for me on the A train headed south when you thought you wouldn't find me at all.
I've trotted out some new songs at the folk festival here a number of times over the years, and it's always a great place to go on with a new piece and say, you know, here you go.
People are pretty accepting.
Oh, yeah. I think people are very, very accepting. And even if they're not, it's a great place to do it. Because if people are not accepting, they say, that one doesn't work. That's a really valuable piece of feedback.
I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Oh, summer king, we will fly.